Hi there, I'm Shane Spears and welcome to another edition of Summit Scale, beaming out to you from the beautiful city of Bath in the UK. My guest today is Erno Hanek. Erno, a very warm welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you for having me.
Brilliant. For those of you that don't know him, Erno is a business coach based in the Netherlands and he helps entrepreneurs to make selfish decisions for more freedom. So, Erno, the title of our interview today is Selfish Decisions for Better Business. And we have five minutes for the interview. If you're ready, I'll start the clock.
Let's go.
So why are selfish decisions important for a small business owner?
Yeah, the business owner is when they have a couple of employees, let's say somewhere between 8 and 25, they've started working with their business and doing the things that they do for clients. That's how they start the business and how they grow their business. And then they hire people that do the same work or just support them, but they still work a lot in their business.
Right.
And if you want to grow, and most of those employees go to a ceiling of growth, and it has to do with that they don't take themselves out of the business and become more looking on the business. So they work at the business instead of in the business.
Right.
So that's really important because they spend so much time in their office, in their business, that they lose, you know, time for themselves, friends and family. And in the end, then you wake up and you go like, okay, this is something I can't continue.
Mm. And what are the most important decisions that can that you can make to break through the growth ceiling?
Well, I think the first one to do is to realize that you don't have to work 80 hours a day or a week. I mean, you don't have to work 80 hours a week, to become a better business, to grow and to serve your clients. Yeah. I think that if you work 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week at a maximum, that should be plenty to deliver great work for your clients. And so time is the most important decision you can make. How can you spend your time better? How can you do the things that you really want to do? And that stuff that feels like you need to do them because people put some stuff in your calendar, and you need to block some time in your calendar that's just for you, time to think, time to relax, and because when you are relaxed, that's the moments when you get the best and the brightest ideas. Mm. So if you just keep on working in your business, you don't get these ideas, you don't know how to improve, and if you step out of it. So time, making decision how you spend your time every day, that's the most important decision you can make.
Yeah. And what is the first selfish decision, as you call it, that a small business owner wants to make now?
Yeah, and it sounds very easy, but it's a little bit more difficult to do, but it's the most important one. It's you have to figure out what is it that you are the best at in your business, and what is it that you love to do? And probably you are also the only one that can do it. And it's not work for client. It's usually very different. And if you know what you're best at, you need to spend 80% of your time doing that and not all the other stuff.
Right.
That's it. It's right. Very easy.
And what are the some of the signals that you're not acting for your own good? What are some of the symptoms?
Yeah, the symptoms, I see my clients are very clear. First of all, they feel that they don't have great new ideas. They have ideas of how they can, how they can grow the business, but they don't have time to execute those ideas. Also, their calendar is usually filled with all kinds of stuff that feels like they have to do, that people put in their client work, but also meetings with your employees. Other stuff that people put in your calendar and it feels like you have to do this, which of course isn't true. Also, if you are always coming first and always leaving last on your office, something is clearly wrong there. And when you work nights and weekends to complete the task that didn't get done during the day because you work all day, that's also a very pretty strong signal that you don't want to do this.
Yeah. And what are some of the ways that you help these sorts of business owners? What are some of the things that can help implement that starts to take them a different direction?
Yeah, what I always do is I ask clients, so first of all, what is it you are really good at? And what is it something that you probably can do just you? And it just has to do with a lot of connections and talking with people, most of the business owners. And then we can see how we can skip some of the work that's in the calendar right now. That usually means just billable hours, and just shift them to employees and figure out if there is some of the work in there that just they feel they can just do themselves. Find out how we can shift it to employees with some help. So spend more time in coaching your employees and not just doing the work yourself. And the other thing is if let's say they work 80 hours now, I will look at a way to, you know, how can we move that to 40 hours? What do we need to skip in the calendar? What is really not necessary anymore? And what is it you really need to add to your calendar so that your business will grow again? So like, let's say first I try to block like 3 to 4 hours, at least one block of that in a week. And that is in the beginning a lot of stress for the business owner because they don't have that time right now. They feel they don't have the time right now.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So it is very one-on-one and very specific, looking with them, going through their calendar.
Yeah.
And just asking because they are very good at hiding this.
Yeah. Brilliant. Uno, really appreciate. Sadly, we've come to the end of our time, but really appreciate your insights. Folks, for more resources, check out Erno's website, www.coach.me/ErnoHannock, and that link will be below the vlogcast. Erno, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane.
Thanks for checking out our Summit Scale podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes and subscribe, rate us and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. And if you want to learn more about the work we do or are looking for a load of free resources to help with scaling your business, check out our website, www.summitleader.com.